What up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, yes, I'm back. It's time for another episode of Buffed Up Sports. Woo! I've been waiting to say that, y'all. Y'all really don't understand how bad I've been wanting to say that. Before I even get into all that, if you want to financially support the show, go to buffedupsports.com, scroll down to the support tab, and become a supporter today. There's so much more on the Buffed Up Sports website, including episodes, social media links, and platforms to listen to the show on. So go check out buffedupsports.com right now. All right, I have not released an episode since October. Okay, so again, the question is, where have you been, RJ? I mean, since baseball season is wrapped up, you've had hockey start, you've had basketball start, you've had football getting ready for the playoffs, you've had boxing have some big fights, the WNBA playoffs finished not too long after. Like, so much has happened. So I gotta talk about, where have I been? Okay, there's a lot of excuses I could come up with, but I'm not going to, you know, drain your ears out. The biggest thing is I graduated college, okay? That's where my mind was really at for the last, what, since October, since I last dropped an episode. So, you know, just dealing with that whole last semester, I stayed the course, finished college. That's where I've been, okay? But now I'm done, for now at least, wink, wink. But I have more time on my hands. You know, honestly, since school's been out for about two, three weeks now, I've loved it because I've had a chance to relax, for one. But two, I'm able to watch sports as much as I want again. Like, it's not like I was missing games because I was trying to finish projects or things of that nature. Like, I can genuinely watch sports now and not have to worry about it. Like, even if I have work the next day, it's like, okay, staying up to watch this game won't hurt me because I could just come home, take a nap when I get off work tomorrow. Like, that kind of thing. So that's where I've been. Since I've been gone, like I just said, so much stuff has happened. My homegirls are arguing on Twitter. I'm over it. Like, Alicia Baumgartner, Clarissa Shields, we need somebody to be a mediator here. Sada baby, where are you? This reminds me of Dave Chappelle when he was like, where is Ja? No, where is Sada? Where is Sada right now? Because he might be the only one that can calm our two queens down right now. I mean, quick summary. Alicia Baumgartner called out Clarissa Shields. Shields didn't care for it. Mind you, they were pretty good friends. At least that's what we thought. But now it seems like that friendship is, you know, out the door. And it's sad because it was like, dang, as much as I want to see the fight happen, I also don't want to see the friendship, you know, be ended either over this fight. But that's what it's looking like. But if I'm being honest, the chances of this fight even happening is very slim because Alicia will have to go up a lot in weight. Shields will have to come down in weight. Just off that alone, what's the chances the fight happen? And we all know the other politics as far as fighting. No money. And where are we having it at? Which is pretty easy because it would definitely be Little Caesars Arena. So I've been watching them go back and forth. And I feel bad because I kind of egged it on. I ain't going to lie. If you do follow me on Twitter, one day I tweeted at Alicia. I was like, so you really go fight Shields or what? And she said, ask her. I was like, oh, shoot. That's the same thing Tony Harrison asked me. Or that's the same thing Tony Harrison told me when I asked him, will he fight Jermell Charlo again? He said, tell him to fight me. I'm like, oh, all right. That's where we at with it. Okay, moving on. So we got my homegirls fighting on Twitter. My favorite boxer is Wash, Deontay Wilder. He needs to retire. That's what happened. What else is going on? The Pistons are having their worst season of my lifetime by far. In fact, probably any of our lifetime. I think this is the worst Pistons season ever. Not even just my lifetime. But okay. The Lions. The Lions are having their best season in my lifetime. And definitely the best season in probably 30 years. So we got the Pistons at an all-time low. Lions at an all-time high. What in the Marvin Gaye is going on in the Motor City? Really, what in the Marvin Gaye is going on? When he said what's going on, I want to know too, Marvin. For those who didn't know, today's episode is the third annual. I had to think for a minute, right? Look at me. I was correct. I had to go look. But yes, this is the... it's a shame because this is my own show and I don't even know what number we at. But okay, whatever. This is the third annual Buffed Up Sports Awards show. We will be going over the highlights and the lowlights of the 2023 year in Detroit sports, the WNBA, and boxing, because this is the only podcast where we talk about Detroit sports, the WNBA, and boxing. One of the podcasts, you know, talks about all three. The focus is all three. They might talk sports, but they don't talk Detroit sports along with boxing and WNBA. So anyway, the first award I want to give out is the Rookie of the Year. Now, out of the four candidates, three were Lions. No Pistons made it. No Pistons. No Red Wings, no Tigers, but three were Lions. We had some of my favorites, such as Sam LaPorta, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Brian Branch. But then we had to throw in a WNBA player, too, because how could I not talk about Aaliyah Boston's rookie year? Who, by the way, I think I will be seeing her September 2024. By the way, I never said Happy New Year. So to all of you listening, Happy New Year. Hope 2024 is great for you. But back to Aaliyah Boston. Hopefully at September 2024, I will be seeing her in Indiana against the defending champs, my favorite WNBA team, the Las Vegas Aces. And hopefully by then, her co-teammate will be Caitlin Clark. Anyway, so those are my four candidates for the Rookie of the Year. I decided on Jahmyr Gibbs. As y'all should know by the Buffed Up Sports Award, it's not exactly, it's my opinion. Let's be real. Sometimes, I'm not even going to say that. I'm leave it at that. It's my opinion. It's who did I enjoy the most out of these candidates. You know what I'm saying? It's my personal opinion. I don't care what you have to say because it's my show, doggone it. Anyway, I say anyway a lot. Let me chill. That is my Rookie of the Year, the Lions running back Jahmyr Gibbs, who is having a great season. You know, he's just putting on the show. He made that trade of DeAndre Swift, and taking him at 12 looked like a good move, and I just hope he keeps it up. Boxer of the Year. This was a tough one. Candidates for the Boxer of the Year went to, you know, we had Terrence Bud Crawford. Only had one fight this year, but he beat another guy that was in the top five. He was in the top five pound for pound in Errol Spence, and I mean dominated him. We got Devin Haney coming off a huge win in a tight fight against Vasily Lomachenko and then shutting out Regis Progre. Then we have Naoya Inoue, the Japanese sensei, the monster. They call him, no Charles Barkley, but they call him the monster. I love watching Inoue. He comes off wins against Stephon Fulton and Marlon Topalis. Dominated both fights. In fact, this man has became two-time undisputed champ in 12 months and some change. Who else does that? And then lastly, we got my boy, Gervonta Tank Davis, who beat two Garcias in the same year. Hector Garcia in January, and then, of course, the big fight in April against Ryan Garcia. So who is my boxer of the year? Gotta go with Inoue, man. As much as I want to say Crawford, and I see why people said Crawford, Crawford had one fight. Granted, that one fight, nobody saw coming. People might have said he was going to win. Nobody saw the performance that he was going to put on. But I could say that about Inoue against Fulton. No, I had Inoue win, but don't get it twisted. That was a toss-up fight on paper. And what did Inoue do? He dominated that one. First fight in the weight class, he became a champion against a guy. Again, it was not supposed to be an easy fight. Shut him out, knocked him out in the seven. And then you go and fight Marlon Topalis, who arguably shut him out. Or, okay, you might have said Inoue lost a round or two. He finished him in what? The 10th round. So, Inoue won two big fights in 1 year and became undisputed. But again, the second time in a little over a year? Naoya Inoue is your Boxer of the Year. Moving on, the WNBA Player of the Year. Now, we all know Breonna Stewart won the WNBA's MVP, but she didn't deserve it because it should have came down to Alyssa Thomas and Asia Wilson. I'm giving the WNBA Player of the Year to Asia Wilson. Why? Because how in the world do you win Defensive Player of the Year? Wait, let me backtrack. Asia Wilson, you won MVP last year. Okay? Then you get Defensive Player of the Year this year, right? And then you put up better numbers than you did your MVP year. And you won the defensive player of the year this year. So you already the best defensive player in the league. And your offensive numbers are better than your MVP season. How in the world do you not win MVP back to back? Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Get out of here, man. Get out of here. And not only, unlike the WNBA, we count our awards for the postseason too. So without a shadow of a doubt, your WNBA player is two-time MVP, back-to-back WNBA champion, your 2023 Finals MVP, Asia number 22 Wilson. All right, so let me sprinkle in a little WWE for you real quick, because some of y'all know I do watch the WWE on the side. We had some great moments in WWE this year, as this is now the WWE moment of the year. We had The Rock surprise return. Come on, man. We had CM Punk return, Randy Orton return, John Cena return, Shane McMahon return, torn this quad 2 minutes later. Yeah. My WWE moment of the year is it's going to SummerSlam. Granted, SummerSlam, looking back, was not the greatest show at all. It's kind of dull, but I can't act like the atmosphere. Just before the show even started, the atmosphere was off the chain. You know, so that was fun within itself. It's an experience I'll never forget. I enjoyed it. Okay, moving on to the, I like this one. The episode of the year. The episode of the year. We had the second annual award show that kicked off 2023's episodes. But the second annual award show was for the 2022 awards. Okay, so that's an option. We had the Bring On The Events, where I was talking about what events Detroit needs to host. I was talking about, I think I did mention a WrestleMania. We got SummerSlam instead, but hey, I'll take it. I mentioned getting some big boxing cards here. We had Alicia Baumgartner and Clarissa Shields fighting for championships. I even more specifically said Shields at LCA. We got that. We had Baumgartner at Masonic Temple, but regardless, both in the city, both championship fights. Hey, we might get them to fight each other soon if they actually about it. So that'll be something else. So I caught a lot of things on that episode. That's why it's one of my favorites. Then I had the episode 50 episode, celebrating 50 episodes of Buff Those Sports. And I even had my boy Jerome Nichols, who's Michigan Wolverines linebacker. So hold up, before we move on, let's just stop there. Good luck to my brothers, you know, Jerome, Josh, good luck to y'all boys out there. Hold it down in Houston, Texas. I will definitely be rooting for y'all. Take out Washington. Bring the ship back to Ann Arbor. Y'all know what I want y'all to do. Okay. So good luck to them, because yes, they will be playing in the college football national championship Monday night against Washington. So hopefully, if y'all listen to this before that game, wish them boys good luck. If you listen to it after the game, hopefully you're telling them congratulations. We're going to leave it at that. So that's an option. But my favorite episode of the year was actually the 50 players list. I talked about my 50 favorite athletes that related to Buff Those Sports. So that included the WNBA players, the boxers, the Detroit sports players. So we had some Red Wings in there. We had some Tigers, Lions, Bears. Oh my, it's like, no, not the Bears, but Pistons. We had some of them. So ranking my 50 best players. And then the way I did it was I selected the 50 best players off the dome, right? Like, I just made a list of who I thought was my favorite 50. And then from there, I did a little ranking system. If you had the most MVP, if you made the Hall of Fame, that got you a higher rank. If you was an MVP, got you a higher rank. If you won a championship, got you a higher rank. How many years you spent in Detroit or in your sport, if it was boxing or the WNBA, got you some rankings. So that helped a lot. Oh, yeah, by the way, because everybody had to have Detroit, Detroit relations. So it wasn't like WNBA players. I was saying Skylar Diggins, for example, you had to play for the Shock or be from Michigan, went to Michigan, some of that nature. Boxers, you know, from Detroit, whatever, from Michigan. So like Floyd Mayweather was ranked number one out of everybody, because if you look at what he's done, he's the greatest in his sport. So that was a fun episode for me, especially because I allowed the fans to vote for who they thought was the greatest Detroit athlete. So that was fun to do. This one was hard because I'm actually about to make this decision now as far as, by the way, yeah, 50 player list episode of the year, if I didn't clarify that. Okay, but this one is hard because this is the Lifetime Achievement Award. I usually give this to the athlete who I ran into in the past year and just had a great social interaction with them. So this year, I actually met a few athletes. I met Cade Cunningham. I've told that story on here before. I'm not telling it again because that was a weird interaction. Not a bad one, just a weird one because of where it happened at. Moving on. We had Clarissa Shields. She was pretty cool. Not saying Cade wasn't cool, by the way, because he actually was. He was just real about what he was having to go through in that moment. Okay. Asia Wilson, I didn't meet directly, but hey, two things. She helped me go viral on WNBA Twitter, so that was fun. And then she did interact with the post. That was even more fun. I'm like, my favorite player, the WNBA MVP, interacted with me. Okay. Yeah, I fanboyed a little bit on that one. But then we had Andre Ward. You know, he was cool. Let's say Isaiah Stewart. Let me tell y'all about Beef Stew. Beef Stew is only a year older than me, and that made me feel a certain type of way because that man is strong as I don't know what. And I mean that in the most serious way possible. Like, hear me. That man, if y'all seen Friday After Next, that man dapped me up, and he brought me in like how Damon brought in Money Mike when he met him. Like, this was some Terry Crews on Cat Williams stuff. Like, the way he just grabbed me and brought me in. Like, Stu is a strong dude. Strong dude. But okay, my favorite interaction and this is the first time I've had a co-Lifetime Achievement Award winner. Because it's going to Tweety Nolan and Swin Cash. Why? Because, A, unlike majority of the others on the list, these are two athletes who legit have been a part of my life my whole lifetime. Let's get that started. I mean, from the time I was a little kid, probably when I just started school, they was playing. In fact, yeah, before I started school, they was playing on the Shock. I remember going to their games. I remember seeing them win the championship. Okay, fast forward now, so I'm a grown man. I met them at a Pistons game, got their autographs, took a picture with them. And not only that, they didn't feel like celebrity athletes when I was talking to them. They was just chill, laid back, down to earth people. Like, I'm having a full blown conversation with them. We laughing and everything. Like, Tweety had asked me, like, I told her, I was like, yeah, I was there when y'all won y'all championship at Easter. So Tweety asked me, how old am I now? I told her I'm 21 because I just turned 21 that week. So that's another reason why I was special, because it's literally my birthday. So I'm like, 21. She was like, how old was you then? I was like, 6. It's like 5 or 6. She was like, I ain't gonna say what she was saying, but she was like, dang. And then laughed because she was like, I feel old now. And I'm like, hey, don't feel old. I was like, y'all just some legends. That's all. Like, I admire y'all. So Lifetime Achievement Awards go to Swin Cash and Tweety Nolan. Also, I told Swin Cash she need to leave her Pelicans job and come home and get the Pistons or the Shock back together. Get the Pistons together and then get the Shock back in the city. And she said Tweety need to invest in the team. So we're going to see what Tweety does. Okay, keeping on with the Pistons, we got to talk about the bummer of the year. Now, there were some WNBA bummers of the year, such as Asia Wilson not winning the MVP, but it don't matter. She won WNBA Player of the Year for me. We didn't get to see Asia Wilson and Candace Parker have that postseason run together. As we all know, Candace got hurt. In fact, Candace got hurt literally the week I went to Chicago to go see the Aces play. Boy, when I tell you I was hurt. But since I've prepped this episode, two more things have happened that disappointed me. A, Deontay Wilder's performance against Joseph Parker. That was a bummer. We think a Wilder knockout. Wilder almost got knocked out. Didn't win a round. Then another disappointment. Bummer. Refs not understanding who's eligible and who's not on the offensive line for the Lions in Dallas. Just the refs getting us in Dallas again. That's a bummer. But I can't sit here and say those are worse than what's going on with the Detroit Pistons. Because as bad as those things were, the Detroit Pistons is going through it. I mean, they had the longest single season losing streak in history. They tied the longest losing streak, period. The way it's looking, we might have another 30-game losing streak before the season ends. People are not getting their 5 free wings from Wingstop. What about that is not a bummer? All right. Let me calm down. Game of the year. We had some good potential games. The Lions versus the Vikings in Minnesota as the Lions clinch their first divisional title in 30 years. We have Miguel Cabrera's last game at Comerica Park in his MLB career. I was there. We have the Pistons' home opener win, which shouldn't have been the game of the year. But as fun as it was, again, I was there. But the Pistons went on to lose for the next 2 months straight. So that win kind of ended up meaning something more than what it should have. Then we have the Aces versus Liberty game 4. Aces are not looking good the whole game. I mean, they are not in control until like late third, early fourth. And it's like, oh, shoot, we might actually win this game. And then eventually they do. So that was a fun game. But my game of the year got to be Miggy, man. Miggy's last game. Just the atmosphere of it all. Like I said, the personal connection because I was there. I told y'all what happened. I got a little, you know, that game shook me up a little bit. I ain't go down as bad as I thought I was. But, yeah, it hurt my soul to see your favorite player walk off the field for the last time. I mean, oh, don't even get me started on that. I'm just stopped there. Game of the year, Miggy's last game versus the Guardians. All right. Record-breaking performance of the year. This is easy. Now, I want y'all to know, the answer is Asia Wilson tying the WNBA record for most points in the game with 53 points. Now, I really wanted her to break Liz Cambage's record, which is 53. She only tied it. But the crazy thing is, I caught that she was going to break the record like 2 weeks before it happened. I got the receipts. Literally went on Twitter and I was like, I don't know why, but Asia gonna break the record. Whatever game it was, I thought she was gonna break it that night. And then after the game, I was like, it's a matter of time before she breaks it. Cause I was like, the way she plays, she could hit it any night. Sure enough, halftime of the game, she actually did it. I think she was not even at 30 yet, or maybe close to. Maybe she was. Bottom line is, I think I was the first one on the timeline who said, hey y'all, she might get that record tonight. Sure enough, she got the record. And people was like, dang, you did call it at halftime. I'm like, yes, because I seen it. Oh, man. So record-breaking performance of the year, Asia Wilson tying the WNBA record for most points in a game. That sounds so backwards because she didn't actually break the record. She tied it, but doggone it, ain't nobody else went past 53, so I'm giving it to her. Fight of the year. I usually do this one, not doing it this year, because a lot of the big fights that we were expecting were one-sided. For example, Tank Davis versus Ryan Garcia, one-sided. Benavidez versus Plant, one-sided. Haney versus Prograis, one-sided. Inouye versus Fulton, one-sided. Crawford versus Spence is your winner. Also one-sided. Performance of the year definitely goes to Terrence Bud Crawford versus Errol Spence because, again, the way this fight on paper was 50-50. In fact, Errol Spence was technically the A side of the fight. But Bud Crawford won in there, but lost the first round, but it was literally your typical boxing first round. We just filling each other out. Nothing going on. And then he won every single round after that because he dropped Errol Spence for the first time in his career. Spence went down 3 times. Spence was just not in it. He didn't have no answers for Crawford. As great as Spence looks against everybody else, he had no answers for Crawford. Crawford dominated him. Crawford is the performance of the year. Team with the best fans. I gotta say this. Shout out the Pistons fans. And I'm not joking when I say that. I was gonna be sarcastic. Like I said, when I was first planning the show, I was gonna be sarcastic and say it's the Pistons fans. Yes, they chanted sell the team. But seriously, if you've been at a game this year outside of opening night, the Lakers and the Warriors, if you've been to a game this year outside of those three, you are a real fan, my friend. Because I promise you, don't nobody want to see the Pistons right now unless it's one of those, like, unless a player in the town, like a star player or a great teams in town. Nobody, who's going to see the Pistons versus Wizards, man? If you're going to that game, shout out to you. But y'all still not the best fans, because we got to give it to the Lions fans. Lions fans, y'all are crazy, because there's no way a playoff game should be over $500, not including tax. But that's what we're looking at for the Lions wild card game at home. Over $500, y'all. And we talking at the top of the dome, not 50-yard line, not in the lower bowl. We talking at the top. $500, no tax. $600 probably with tax. Okay. Y'all the best fans, though. Y'all sold out the season tickets for Ford Field, first time ever. I mean, we talking something that ain't been done in 20 years of the stadium existing. We talking about there's a wait list for season tickets. When has the Lions ever had wait list for anything? Wait list to maybe sell your tickets, not a wait list to get tickets. Shout out the Lions fans, man. And another reason, the way y'all been traveling to these away stadiums, shout out to y'all. All right, these next few, pretty easy. Apology of the year, Jameson Williams. Usually, this is like my most improved award. Now, so I'm not saying that J-Mo just had it rough. It just wasn't looking good for him for a minute, because the man had whatchamacallit going on. He had the injury last year. He got hurt during training camp or preseason this year. And then the gambling situation comes out. It was just not looking good for him. And then when he finally gets back in, he dropped like his first few passes. I'm like, oh no. Like, I didn't want to say it, but it just, off a realist standpoint, it wasn't looking good. But then he started making up for it. Now he's big play J-Mo, because anytime the ball goes to him, it's a big play. You better recognize. Sticking with the Lions, GM of the year, Brad Holmes, pretty simple. One of the four Detroit teams to make it to the playoffs. Gotta give it to him. Coach of the year, Detroit sports wise, because again, feels WNBA, Biggie Hammond, no doubt. But coach of the year, Dan the Gamble Campbell. No, it's not Monty Williams, folks. It is Dan Campbell. Again, he shows that he cares about his team. A lot of people hate his wrist sometimes when they don't work. A lot of people love him when they do work. But that's kind of what I like about Dan Campbell. He leaves the other teams on edge, because of the fact of the matter is, when you're the Lions, you kind of got to bring out all the trick plays to get a fair shot, because history has shown the Lions just gonna get lioned every time. So shout out Dan Campbell. Detroit sports player of the year, as he calls himself, the sun god, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I tell you what, I said after this season, I'm getting me a St. Brown jersey. I mean it too. I've bought one Lions jersey in my life. Calvin Johnson. I was just about to get a Darius Slay one. They traded him, which I will always, you know, flex on the fact I knew he was getting traded a week before the media did. Just saying. But yeah, man, I'm around St. Brown, sports player of the year. And all right, the Tigers just rolling at this point, because the Detroit sports team of the year, the Detroit Lions, again, the only one that's making the playoffs. And then lastly, your moment of the year. Okay, this one I gotta break it down. We got Miggy's final out. You know, his last game, he didn't get one hit, but they brought him out to play first base one time. And how ironic was it that the ground ball went right to him? He got the out himself at first, got the ride off into the sunset. That was a moment. We got Crawford stopping Spence. That was a moment. Probably the biggest moment of boxing in the past year, for sure. Again, Asia's 53-point game. You just tied the WNBA record for most points in the game. That's pretty big deal. We got Asia's go-ahead bucket in game four of the WNBA Finals. Again, I talked about this game. That game was a game I didn't think the Aces was going to win. You already got Chelsea Gray, Kia Stokes, and Candace Parker out. So you're down to what? Three starters that you've had this year? Three starters are playing, and they're going against this powerhouse team, quote-unquote, the New York Liberty? Come on now. Come on now. And Asia went there, did what she had to do, got the go-ahead bucket, won her team a second title in a row. And then lastly, the winner, though. the Lions clinching the division for the first time in 30 years. As great as those other moments were, the most joy I had was when the Lions clinched their division for the first time. Because it's no secret, the Lions, that's my, you gotta be a real strong person to be a Lions fan. So out of all the years of the people talking about your team suck, your team this, your team that, they can't do this, they can't do that, the Lions won their division. I can't believe it. That is my Buffed Up Sports moment of the year. That was the final award. So now, as we hit a new year, we got to do New Year resolutions. As much as I hate them, for sports-wise, it's worth it for Buffed Up Sports. So, okay, I want to recap my resolutions for last year and then talk about, you know, what I got for this year. So last year, I said Spence and Crawford, that fight finally happens. As along with Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia finally happened. Both came true. Shout out me. For this year, I had originally wrote I want Wilder and Joshua to fight, along with Wilder getting his belt back. Not happening already. we can knock that off the list now. But the two that I do have hope for, we have Devin Haney, Tank Davis, Shakur Stevenson, and Teofimo Lopez. Some form of those combos have a fight this year. Don't care who goes against who. I just hope out of those four, two of them match up. I hope they have one pair that go against each other. That's all I'm asking for. Along with Tyson Fury losing his belt because he is bad for the sport of boxing. Now, moving on to WNBA resolutions. For a team to come back to Detroit, but I'm not opposed to one in Ohio, so it will be closer. The WNBA did expand, but it won't be Detroit or Ohio. The Bay Area, Oakland won the expansion. Toronto has been rumored. The goal is still, my goal at least, is still for a game or something to be played in Detroit. Doubt it happens, but yeah, it won't happen this year. So that's just, we just gonna knock that one off. But maybe something comes along where Detroit can be in the running again, okay? Now, let's move on to the NHL, the Red Wings. My goal was for the Red Wings to turn it around, make the playoffs. It didn't happen. But as of this year, there's a better chance for it to be reached in 2024. So the goal stays the same for the Red Wings. Make the playoffs, boys. Make the playoffs. For the Tigers, last year I had no expectations. I said, I just want Mickey's last season to be a memorable farewell season. That it was. Every team gave him awards. Every game I went to, he actually had a great performance. And I went to the most random games, but Miggy would get a hit and whatnot. So, shout out Miggy. The Tigers, like I said, they pretty much met my expectations and my resolution for last year as far as Miggy's last season. So, this year, I'm raising the expectations. We got some money to spend. Let's go make a run for the playoffs. If we don't make the playoffs, that's fine. I just want to be in the running. Like, can we be close? I want to be in September still fighting for a spot. You get what I'm saying? All right. The NFL, I want the Lions to make the playoffs in 2023. They did it. The Lions did make the playoffs because, as I've said, they have already clinched. In fact, they clinched before New Year's Day. So the Lions were already in the playoffs before New Year's Day. So shout out the Lions. They gave me the best Christmas gift of all time, clinching their division, making the playoffs on Christmas Eve, 2023. So the Lions did it. They made the playoffs. Goal for this year, 2024. Let's win the Super Bowl. Lastly, with the Pistons, I said get the number one pick. Get Victor Wembanyama because the Pistons won 17 games. They did not get it. And it's sad because everyone jinxed it with the Pistons when they said, you know, the Pistons only won 17 games last year. They only could go up from here. I don't know how, but they definitely managed to not go up as they've only went down. I mean, they've managed to find a way to go down, and now we are on a record. We were on a record breaking losing streak, folks. How does it get worse from that? I don't want to, you know what? I'm not knocking on wood because I'm scared they're going to find a way to do that again, too. I don't know who made the dark deal between basketball and football, because if you look at the grand scheme of things, Michigan basketball, right? University of Michigan basketball, the Detroit Pistons, both went, down the hill. You know, not looking good right now. But then you got Michigan football and the Detroit Lions. Lions about to, you know, play in the playoffs for the first time. I don't know how many years. Michigan playing for their first championship in like 20-something years. Who made the dark deal? That's what I want to know. I just hope it's worth it. But I still want to know who made the dark deal. I hope it's worth it. I hope it's worth it. Because if one of those teams win, I personally would not be mad, as I would be happy. Again, the Lions, if they win the Super Bowl, Pistons could lose every game the rest of the year. I'll be happy. Michigan, basketball, they could lose every game the rest of the year. If Michigan win the championship, I'll be happy. Like, I'm willing to make that sacrifice. For you, I'll make that sacrifice. Oh, last chill. Time for me to chill. Because good luck to Michigan football. But I'm going to get out of here before I continue to sing some God of y'all. Because y'all don't need that in y'all life. As y'all can tell, I just got so much energy because I'm glad to be back. Don't worry, I did solo today, but I'll be back with my co-host, you know, Micaiah Mondez, you know, I'll be back with them probably next episode or whatever, you know, we'll figure it out. Just don't worry, they'll be back. Anyways, again, y'all, glad to be back. Thank y'all for bearing with that hiatus, but I'm here now. Thank you all for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, and leave a review, please, because I love to hear the feedback. And if you love today's episode, send it to a friend. Send it to 2 friends. Send it to 3 friends. Send it to as many friends as you want. Now, to keep up with my life in the podcast, go to buffedupsports.com for links to my social media pages for the podcast episodes and ways to financially support the show. Now, just remember to follow these words. Spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. And don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all.